Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Testing, testing.
Let's do it.
Okay. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. Great, great opening.
Thank you. This week on the show, we're talking about Trader Joe's beefless bulgogi and the garlic sesame tofu at Roussan's. We'll also try Heavenly Hunk's ridiculously amazing birthday cake bites.
I couldn't be more surprised by everything on this list.
I'm delighted.
We just ate the Trader Joe's. I didn't know we were talking about that.
Yeah, we ate it. Let's talk about it. It's a freshie.
Look, I don't read the scripts.
or listen to the things I say.
When did you say it?
I said, I'm making the beefless bulgogi for dinner. We're going to talk about it on the pod.
When
did you say that? I said it to you when I started this afternoon.
When I was doing what?
I don't know.
Working?
Maybe, but I said it to you. And you said, okay.
You're like that guy in the TikTok video who said, I'm a citizen of the United States before he rolled down the window. And then insisted to be like, I will not repeat myself. I don't have to repeat myself. I don't have to repeat myself. You're being that guy right now. I was working. Head down, probably. Working very hard. You probably like walked by and said,
No, it was the same conversation where I told you that it was going to be half quinoa, half rice because we didn't have enough rice.
I was not a part of that conversation.
You were in the kitchen.
I was not.
Yes, you I were. You not. Were in the kitchen coming to get a cookie.
You don't have to do that, first of all. But also, you did not say that while I was eating a cookie. I remember so many things.
You don't remember.
I don't remember this because I don't think that it happened, Becky. And when you compare my memory to your memory, the odds are in my favor.
Toeheads, I feel like I'm being gaslit.
I think that you're being called out.
No, I told you.
You might have spoken the words in the same house that I live in, but that is not the same as telling me. You also have a tendency to have conversations with me from three rooms away and think that I am capable of hearing and responding to you.
Yes, that is the thing I do. But I was in the same room as you.
You were in the same room as me at some point this afternoon. If you had said those words to me when we were in the same room together, I would have remembered it. I have so many factors at play here. One, that I have a better memory than you. Two, that you have a tendency to have conversations with me from three rooms away. Three, you have a bad memory and mine is better.
Yeah, but this was like just now.
It was not just now. That's the problem. If it was just now, I'd be eating the food with the thought of, remember to talk, what'd you think about this food, to talk about it.
I can't tell if you want me to do a new script real quick or no.
No. No.
Okay. Whew. Dave.
Yes.
How you doing?
Well, I was looking forward to this. That should have been my first clue.
Remember how much fun we had on Saturday recording? We had such
Did we have a good time Saturday?
I had a great time. I laughed the whole time.
What do we talk about on Saturday?
That week on the show, we talked about...
You can do it.
I don't remember.
Hey, the vegan snacks that touch our lives thing was a joke.
Oh, I added it to the
script. Yeah, I think let's just do it. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, sure. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
I like it. It has kind of an 80s vibe, which I feel like is very you. The vegan snacks that touch our lives. I can picture like it's a graphic that like pans across the screen. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And?
And?
No, that's... I'm just expressing my willingness to yes and this, but I don't have an and to supply.
Oh, and it would be, I feel it's in the spirit of the More You Know logo. I'm picturing that, yeah, but it says the vegan snacks that touch our lives. And that's the one that travels across the screen beautifully.
Oh, I like it.
Me too.
That's why I suggested it.
Yeah.
I suggested it as a joke because it was corny.
I know. And I thought
it's corny.
Let's just put it in the script.
Yeah. So there's not room on the script to talk about that you finally tried the popcorn chicken in a salad that I made.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday or the other day.
Breaking news, Toeheads.
Well, that's more of a segment. We're talking toe news.
Oh.
If it's breaking. I guess if you want to talk about it here.
I'm getting
a breaking. Deep cut. Wow.
I finally had I finally had the Beyond popcorn chicken on a salad. Dave made us salads for lunch this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was a romaine salad. It had carrots and celery and onion.
I made the romaine like a diner.
And corn. You did make the romaine like a diner, all chopped up into bite-sized pieces.
It was a chopped salad.
It was a chopped salad.
Yeah.
And then on top, he put the Beyond popcorn chicken. The Beyond
popcorn chicken balls.
And then ranch dressing.
Yeah.
And I had mine with pickles in it.
And I had corn.
I said corn. I
had carrots.
I said carrots.
Had onions.
And celery.
I had potato in mine.
I saw that.
Yeah, a little something for daddy.
A little something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as predicted, it's great on a salad. Do it. This was a really good salad.
What did you like about it? Go on.
Part of what I liked about it was that it was made for me by my dear husband. Part of what I liked about it was that it was delicious. It had a nice mixture of flavors, textures, and temperatures. And also, I liked that I got to try the Beyond Popcorn Chicken again because you cooked it really well.
Was it colorful?
It was colorful. It was funny.
Sweet.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you maybe... It
was like if Puss in Boots was a salad.
Did you maybe like the footprint that the chicken, popcorn chicken takes up compared to like tenders or nuggets or a big, like it's can still be the main course, but not be the central part of the salad.
It does blend well in a chopped salad instead of big old nuggies. It's kind of like a one popcorn, one bite. You're not cutting it up.
One popcorn, one bite. You're not like cutting it up. It's exactly how I would have said it.
It's a classic case of one popcorn, one bite.
It's not having to cut it up.
Not having to cut it up.
The whole thing. Whole thing. I don't know if Tuesday night works.
Don't worry. We'll get on it. We'll get...
You get a little tired.
We'll get it. I am a little bit burnt out. I wrote a lot today and it hurt my brain.
I think about my energy level, but I didn't consider your energy level.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm ready to talk about food with you on a Tuesday.
Well, it's...
Hey, we're recording it.
I hope that we can do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a lot of food content ready in the hopper, given the script that I've got to work with.
Don't worry. I'll guide you. It's going to be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. What do I got? What do I got to talk about?
Dave's consulting the list on his phone, everyone.
Among Us. I already did that. Should I do a plan update? No, I don't want to do a plan update.
The Toeheads are clamoring for a plant update.
I don't have any good plant
updates.
Hey,
we had a freeze last night and the night before. How did your plants fare in the freeze?
Time will tell. That's the thing. You can't really... They don't die like during the freeze.
Oh, it's not like you come out the next day and they're all sad.
Like eyes crossed and tongue hanging out.
It's not like that?
No. And some of the ones that are, they're just dramatic like that. Like they're the ones that bounce back and while you're... so busy fawning all over them, you're not watching this one like wither over the next like 3 or 4 days.
Oh no.
I think it'll be a light. It was a pretty light freeze. So I think it'll be okay.
What's really weird is that it was saying freeze warning in my weather app, mm-hmm. and it was saying that the low was like 25, But then when I looked at the hourly, the lowest temperature I saw was like upper 30s, not even like lower 30s, not even close to freezing.
Well,
and I didn't understand. In one of those half hours, it was going to, was it going to dip down to 25 and then pop back up?
You say that, but there was a wicked chill to being outside, even though it was warmer on the number.
Maybe 25 was the feels like.
Also,
yeah.
You are not up early enough to really be an accurate source of what it's actually like in the early morning hours, temperature-wise.
I'm saying on the weather app, when I was looking at the temperatures, like,
right.
Because I am eagle eye on my weather app because I need to know if it's going to rain. I have to plan my skating schedule.
See, I wasn't going to talk about...
That's a pact we have
to make.
Guess
I got to talk about it now.
I'm saying, so I'm always looking at it. So I was looking at the hourly over the, anyway, I just thought it was weird.
Well.
So maybe your plants won't die is my point. Maybe it didn't really freeze. Maybe it was just feels like 25 and your plants will be okay.
But there were, it did get into freezing looking at the app, this app.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to name it.
No.
Maybe they'll want a sponsor.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah.
If you're a weather app and you want to sponsor the pod.
Weather app named after a vegan vegetable.
A vegan vegetable.
Yeah.
Get at us.
Yeah. It's a good app.
It is a good app.
It is.
It is. I enjoy it.
What other apps do you like?
No.
No. Come on.
Okay. It's time to.
You just no-butted me.
It's time for App Corner.
It's time for Becky's app-amendations.
I just downloaded a fun new game on the App Store. It is an Apple Arcade game called Patterned, and it is so soothing. It's just they got all these artists to draw beautiful patterns, and then you just place puzzle pieces. It starts out in grayscale, and then as you place the puzzle pieces, it becomes full color, and it is... just a soothing, low stakes. It never gets more difficult. It's always the same difficulty level. And it's just lovely. Okay. What about you? Welcome to the App Corner, Dave.
It's
Becky's app-amendations.
It's app-amendations.
Mm-hmm. But let's Thank do you. Dave's App Corner.
No, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I did the work.
This is talking
Becky's app-amendations.
Talking to food nights.
If initially you said App Corner for you, and then I punched it up to App Amendations.
Uh-huh.
And then when it was your turn, you were just like, David's App Corner. The same first idea.
I like App Corner.
I know.
But also, why did it have to be just me? Why can't it be ours? Our segment together. You also use apps.
Because my corner's called Dave Aptually. And see, that's what a little bit of work. You just got to jump in the pool and then you'll start swimming. You won't let yourself drown.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So welcome to Dave Aptually. It's a podcast where I talk about the apps that touched my life. And the most recent apps that I have gotten are, these are all pretty boring apps. Last app I got was an app called OpenPath, which is an app that lets you badge into work using Bluetooth. So, yeah, pretty cool, but pretty boring. The last interesting app I got, wow, what is the point of doing a podcast if this is what you're going to talk about on it? The last interesting app that I got, and I'm looking at these, I've got like Mastodon and everything from like Twitter freakout from a few months ago, still on here. Got some that I don't recognize, which might be a problem. I've got an interval timer that did not work for what I needed it to do. Working out with weights. But the last interesting one I got was I got Dragon Quest VIII on an app because our child likes Dragon Quest. I love Dragon Quest. VIII was a very fond memory, and I got it to play through on the phone with him on a trip.
Cute.
Yep. And that is Dave Aptually. All right. Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I am good. I had tea with my friends, Christy and Angela, this morning. And that was very nice. We went to Perk. and I had a chai. I forgot to ask about honey, though.
So did you go to?
Hosea, the Hosea location. The good one,
yeah.
So I have to remember to do that next time. I was like 3/4 of the way through it, and I was like, I forgot to ask. But didn't taste like there was honey in it, but I don't know. I'll have to check next time. Mm. It was early.
Yeah.
But Perk is really nice. Mm-hmm. It's got nice ambiance. There's a cute little couch that we sat on and chit-chatted. It was nice to catch up with them. It had been a while.
That's good.
So, and here's a coin because last night I skated. And Toeheads, I have an announcement. I removed my toe stops. I am now using jam plugs officially.
That was last time you said that.
I was gonna. Now it's done. It's done. I have skated without toe stops. I did it yesterday. I did it Sunday and Monday. I skated for the first two times without toe stops. And here's what is a thing. I used my toe stops more than I thought. And now what happens is I try to use them because my body just does it. And I just topple over forwards. Bloop. Right onto my face. It kept happening. Mm. It's fine. Not in a scary, dangerous way. Mom, don't worry. But just like a gentle toppling over. But I'm sure my body will be trained by that to stop using toe stops all the time. Yeah, so that's how I'm doing. I'm trying new stuff, drinking tea with friends.
I was going to do a cartoon yawn, but then I thought that would be mean.
It would have been.
Yeah.
So good.
I thought it would have been a funny joke, though, like an objective funny joke.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Like a. What would your cartoon yawn be?
Oh gosh. Oh no. Your yawn's like almost toe into like chewy territory.
That was a real one.
That was a real one. That was terrible.
Are you gonna yawn?
I don't feel one. Oh, there it is. Welcome to Talkin' Tofu Nights. It's going great. This is very listenable.
Couldn't let that one go.
If this is your first episode of Talkin' Tofu, I bid you adieu.
No, I mean, that's true every time. I liked the yawning segment.
Yeah, I did too. It was fun.
Don't cut it.
Okay.
Don't cut it.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Don't you want this to be a fun podcast?
Yes.
You cut out so much of the fun stuff. So much of the fun stuff. You don't think I know. It is like you come to your senses later and you're like, well, I've got to cobble this into something that is like pointful.
It is good to have a point.
But we're having the whole point is to have fun.
It is fun. And I have so much fun with you.
You're being sarcastic now.
No.
You're being patronizing and trying to, the more you know it, you're trying to corn it up, trying to get in my corns.
Well, that's
you're trying to massage my corns with your words. It's not going to work. Now, tell us all about this restaurant that you went to that I didn't go to.
Okay, well, I'm going to just keep on spending those coins, I guess, because...
Good Lord!
Sunday night, I went skating with my friend Kim, and it was very fun. We went at 6 p.m. We were supposed to take a class. The class ended up being postponed for weather, but we missed that memo, so we went anyway. But since we were skating from... So we decided to skate anyway, though. And since we had planned to skate from 6 to 8, I told Dave that he was on his own for dinner. So he took the kid to Grindhouse for Berg's. And I was planning to come home and just make something quick. But on the way home, I got so hungry.
Mm.
And so, well, I was going to do takeout. And then I was like, I'm not going to drag Kim somewhere while I get takeout. That's rude. Because I was giving her a ride. Okay. And so I was like, I'll just make something at home. And then I got so hungry, I was like, no, I'm going to get takeout after I drop her somewhere near our house. And that place was Roussan's, which I haven't eaten at in a really long time.
Now, you want to explain to people what Roussan's is?
Roussan's is a local Atlanta sushi chain. They have restaurants all over town. And they have very cheap sushi. and a huge menu of other like Japanese foods. Part of their appeal is they're very affordable, and I didn't want to spend a ton of money on dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to Roussan's and I placed a takeout order. I got an avocado roll because I was like, I'm not going to go to a sushi place and get no sushi. But instead of a second roll, I ordered this appetizer that was the garlic sesame tofu. And here is the description from the menu. Sizzling hot sesame oil with chopped garlic, green onion, shiitake mushroom, and wakame seaweed. So what I received, I guess, here's what I pictured.
Okay.
I pictured crispy, crunchy tofu in kind of a sticky, sweet, spicy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then a wakame salad on the side. This was not what I received. What I received was not crispy tofu, pan-fried tofu, but it wasn't crispy or crunchy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Covered, there was a lot of garlic. It wasn't spicy at all. And then the wakame salad was on top.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was good, not great, I would say.
Okay.
I would say maybe I wouldn't get this again.
Oh.
I do like a wakame salad.
Okay.
But I think I would just get the wakame salad and order some like inari nigiri. Inari is those tofu skins to get my tofu fix instead of this side dish.
Mm.
Yeah. I ended up putting some chili crisp on it and that was good, but it wasn't spicy. Hot sesame oil, sizzling hot sesame oil made me think I was going to get like a spicy, garlicky dish, and it just wasn't that.
Now, I'm surprised that you went with this option of a restaurant instead of just ordering like DoorDash to get delivered to your house.
The thing about DoorDash is that there's all those fees, and then by the time they add all the fees on and everything, your food is so expensive. Mm. And I figured with takeout, at least I would get, you know, market price.
Yeah, but then you would have liked it. And there, you could put a price on that.
Yeah. The avocado roll was great. I should have stuck with sushi, I think.
Mm.
They have other stuff I like. Like they have tempura mushrooms and stuff that are really good. But those I didn't think would travel well. And I just thought I'd branch out. And I regret it.
Yeah.
It was fine. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great.
Just kind of. Maybe that's why we don't try new things.
Yeah. New things.
At old haunts that should maybe stay old and haunted.
Yeah, I wanted to try to give Roussan's another shot. I do think I would get takeout sushi from them again. I don't know. I wouldn't get this dish.
Mm.
But hey, Atlanta area towheads, what do you like to order at Roussan's that isn't sushi? I'm trying to dip my toe back into this restaurant because it's so close to us. And I crave sushi more often than Dave and the kid want to eat sushi.
Do a Southern saying. I crave sushi more often than
I crave sushi biscuits. More often than... Oh, well, you did
do
it.
One.
Now I can't get the
do
cow.
One.
I crave sushi more often than a pig loves corn cobs.
I crave sushi more often than a cat needs mittens.
I crave sushi more often than...
She's looking at her dogs.
A dog craves kibble.
Is that true?
I don't know.
All the other stuff was... demonstrably true. Like you do crave sushi more than a cat does need mittens.
I do love sushi. I'd eat it every week. Which it's not your favorite. It's one of
I love sushi. I eat sushi 3 times a week, Becky.
Oh yeah, that's why we're not eating it together, because you eat it at lunch.
We don't eat it together because you never suggest it. You literally never suggest that we eat sushi. You have never brought it up. And you've created this whole narrative in your head that you like it more than me, and I eat 3 times the amount that you eat in a normal week.
I would eat it 3 times a week.
You don't even bring it up. I don't bring it up because I've been eating it the entire week, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't have it a fourth time.
Ooh, let's get sushi.
No,
this week.
You're driving me. Ugh. God, this episode. What are you doing?
Oh.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talkin' Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast that I am prepared for, that I do know what's going into, where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. This week's headline is from Veg News. It's from our pal Anna. Anna Starostonetskaya. Give Anna the click. This one is from March 21st, 2023, so it's another freshie. Fogo de Chao is latest steakhouse to embrace vegan protein.
Whoa.
Steakhouse chain Fogo de Chao was founded in 1979 to bring the Brazilian churrasco experience, think large amounts of grilled animal meat on skewers, don't think that, to global audiences. But in 2023, the dietary habits of those audiences are quickly changing and Fogo is adapting to keep up. Today, the steakhouse is expanding its plant-based options to include hearty vegan proteins in an effort to bring everyone to the table. Its market table, which is similar to an all-you-can-eat salad bar, has offered plant-based options in the past, and Fogo also serves a cauliflower steak. However, the chain is now launching new entrees to provide a heartier experience for diners looking for an alternative to the meat-heavy experience. Fogo has been serving plant-based options on our market table for nearly 45 years, and now we're expanding our menu offerings to include more nutrient-dense and plant-forward protein options to give all guests and dietary tribes something new to discover each time they dine with us, Barry McGowan, CEO of Fogo de Chao, tells Veg News. Tofu at Fogo de Chao. So what's new at Fogo? The steakhouse has introduced two vegan entrees. The roasted power vegetable bowl is loaded with roasted eggplant, marinated mushrooms, roasted zucchini, asparagus, and baby peppers, served with chimichurri spinach rice. The second entree, seared tofu with miso black bean pasta, leans heavily on plant protein with chimichurri marinated tofu, served atop a protein-dense black bean pasta that is sautéed with green onion, Napa cabbage, pickled onions, and is served with a ginger carrot ginger miso dressing.
Those both sound incredible.
Yeah. Anna goes on, but you know what? Give her the click.
Anna the click.
And see for yourself. Oh, there's some more good stuff here you really need to see for yourself. So go to Veg News and give Anna that dirty click.
So when I first moved to Atlanta, a lot of my friends loved Fogo de Chao. And I wasn't vegan when I first moved here. I was pescatarian, but Fogo de Chao still didn't seem like mm-hmm. the kind of place for me.
Yeah.
But even then, all the meat eater friends of mine were like, you should come with us. They have a great salad bar. Mm. I have been hearing for decades about how great their salad bar is.
You never went?
No. I was like, I don't want to go to this place that keeps bringing meat until you tell them to stop. It sounds horrible.
I mean, but I want to go there and try this stuff.
I want to go there and try this stuff, yes. Okay. But previous to that, I was like, because my friends would go and they would get the all-you-can-eat yeah. thing where you literally, you got a green...
You get a card.
Yeah. A card, and you turned it around yeah. when you were like, that's enough meat. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to go do that with you. That sounds horrible. Yeah. But this I want to eat.
Yeah.
My point is, people have been trying to get me to go to this restaurant for a long time, and now I'm ready.
And now, them introducing vegan proteins... Imagine that.
Yes, it's working.
Yeah.
Fogo de Chao, you did it.
I'll go. I want to go. I truly want to go.
I do too. I want to eat both of those dishes and the cauliflower steak, which I didn't know about.
Well, now you know.
Now, the more you know.
We're not recording on Tuesday nights anymore.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
All right. Wow. What a headline, huh? That Fogo de Chao. Really onto something. Hey, we're going to take a break and maybe we'll be back.
God.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Dave. Oops.
Had a mouthful of Topo Chico. Yes, Becky. Sorry. Sorry. Hey, it must be important.
Let's talk about this bulgogi.
That's right.
Controversial.
Is it?
Between us, yes.
Okay.
But there was, I don't know if you remember like 15 minutes ago when we had a fight about it. Okay.
Well, the way it tasted is a controversial.
So y'all, I was at Trader Joe's shopping for food for the pod. And I finally found the Korean beefless bulgogi.
Yeah, you did.
It was in the freezer section. I said, give it to me. And I put it in the cart.
So you went to Trader Joe's?
I went to Trader Joe's today.
When did you do that?
I dropped the kid at school, came home and changed
okay.
for my coffee date.
Yeah.
Went and had tea with friends.
Okay.
Then went to Trader Joe's.
Wow.
I know. I didn't get home till like 10:45.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It was a tough day of work, of trying to get my work done.
Did you get anything fun?
Yes. I got chickenless tenders. Yeah. Or no, chickenless wings. Sorry. The box describes this as plant-based bulgogi-style strips marinated in a sweet and savory soy sauce. They are showing it with some, those look like woodier mushrooms and some green onion on top. It says vegan right on the front, which is very helpful.
Yeah.
And tonight, I prepared it according to the microwave directions. It comes frozen. And I served it with a mix of rice and quinoa and a ton of bok choy. Because, hey, Toeheads, here's the thing that happened. I placed a grocery order last week and I ordered, or over the weekend, and I ordered 3 baby bok choy pieces. Mm-hmm. Which is a perfect amount for the family of 3. I feel like 1 baby bok choy per person is great. If they're like, you know, about a regular size. What we received was 3 full-size bok choy, mm-hmm. which were each as big as my head.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be eating bok choy for the foreseeable future.
Well, it's kind of like, imagine if you were having a baby and instead in the delivery room, the doctor said, congratulations, here's your toddler.
Yeah.
And there was 1 toddler for every person in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was exactly like that. We are overrun with toddlers right now.
We've got a lot of bok choy in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
A lot of bok choy. We're not going to... You gave one of them away, which is what...
Like, I gave half of one away. She didn't want a whole one.
So that's like giving half of a toddler? I was going to say it's like adoption.
I did a real King Solomon thing. Cut the... Anyway, tonight I prepared an entire thing of bok choy for the 3 of us, which is way too much, but we did our best.
We ate it all. It was great.
I didn't. I saved some for tomorrow.
I ate it all. Daddy ate it all.
I'll probably eat the rest later.
Yeah, I had some ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Daddy ate it all.
I had a late snack.
I want to be clear that I ate a cookie. In this conversation that you are claiming you told me we were eating this for the pod, I was eating a cookie and you said... We are about to eat dinner.
I
was eating half of a cookie.
It was 5.
I was eating half of a cookie.
I had already said dinner is in 10 minutes when he came in. And then he came and in you came and got in. A cookie.
So wait a second. When dinner was in 10 minutes, that's where you told me I'm going to make beef bulgogi and we'll eat it for the pod?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That conversation. No, you don't tell me what I'm going to make when we're 10 minutes away from eating it. That's what you make before you start the meal. I got you. It didn't happen. It did not happen. Anyway, so I'm eating the cookie, and you said, we are going to eat in 5 minutes. And then you said, you're such a snack goblin.
I did call you a goblin. I couldn't believe it. I had just said dinner is in 10 minutes, and like seconds later, in comes a goblin getting a cookie.
I was hungry, and I was eating the cookie, and you shamed me, and I fled. And then I came back in to eat the other half of the cookie, and I tried to hide it behind my growing body so that you couldn't see it, and you knew what I was up to, and you said, I'm not going to make fun of you for eating the cookie.
I felt bad.
As you should have.
I do. I still.
And so I ate the cookie. I ran away again with the cookie, and
I still feel bad.
Then I ate the entire dinner.
Yeah, you did.
First. I finished first.
And you ate ice cream.
And then I ate ice cream after that. So my point is, fuck off with the goblin stuff. Don't call me a goblin. Don't think that I am not capable of measuring out how hungry I am at any moment. I didn't mean fuck off. I don't mean that. But I knew what part of my stomach the cookie was going to take off. Take up. Take off. That'd be worse. Take up. And no, I meant like lop off, like the cookie was going to shave it off. What? You made a demure look when I said take off, like I was talking about what?
I don't know.
Peeling off skin to reveal my belly?
Yeah.
Anyway, I know how much space in my stomach the cookie is going to take up. I knew how much room this bowl of dinner was going to take up. And I was surprised at the end that I still wanted the ice cream, but I did, and I ate it. And you know what?
What?
I'm still hungry.
I'm sorry. I had been in mom mode, and I mom moded all over you, and I apologize.
Did mom mode all over me.
I apologize. So, the dinner included Korean beefless bulgogi, which I made using the microwave directions, which is 3 to 4 minutes or until heated through. So I did it for 4 minutes because our microwave is very low wattage and it was still not heated through. Like some of them in the middle were still frozen. So I did another 30 seconds. That is how I cooked this. It does not say to stir. And so I did not stir, which flew in the face of my instinct. But I was like, it doesn't say to stir. I'm not going to mess with it. So I just put it all into a bowl. It doesn't say to cover it. And then I microwaved it and then put it into our eating bowls.
Uh-huh.
It also has oven, stovetop, and air fryer directions. However, the air fryer directions say remove all packaging. That's a good start. Place frozen strips in a single layer in air fryer basket. Here's the thing. When you open up the frozen thing, it's just a clump, a frozen clump. You can't.
And not Nutty Professor's.
No, not at all.
Yeah, not his family.
It would have been impossible to put them in a single layer. And that's the reason I microwaved instead of air frying them.
Hmm.
I was like, well, what? I no. So I'll microwave them. Anyway, I wanted to give those disclaimers before we discuss.
Because
I feel like the cooking method impacted the texture.
Well, whatever you did, I hope you do it every time because I thought that this was fantastic.
Yeah?
I thought it was great. I thought that the texture was great. I thought the flavor profile was great. I thought the smell of it was great. I loved it. I loved it.
Dave, I loved it too.
Wow.
I felt like the pieces that were along the outside of the bowl when I microwaved them, I felt like those got a little bit too tough. I had like the occasional piece that was too tough that came from the outside of the cooking bowl.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Yes.
It's okay.
So I think next time I'd want to do it on the stovetop and see if I could get it more consistent texture-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I also loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it so much that when the kid complained and said, I don't like it, I was like, I'll take yours. And I put it in my bowl.
Yeah, I have a note about that. You reached into his bowl with your bare hand and grabbed a handful of it and dropped it in your bowl, which triggered me to no end. I just kept my mouth shut and ate my ice cream.
Yeah, it was gross, but I did it.
I thought to myself, these are the closest people in your life, and they're acting like this.
Yeah.
And not even, like, intentionally. or as a bit, just like, no, we touch food with our hands now. We reach into bowls and grab food with our hands out of them and put them into our bowls.
Yeah.
And then somehow pick up a utensil and eat it.
Yeah. I did it kind of reflexively, and as I did it, I was like, oh, Dave hates this. Anyway, now I have leftovers to eat tomorrow.
Yeah, you do. You're going to eat them later.
Probably later. Yeah, it's true.
Hey, I was surprised by the quinoa, which, again, more evidence to the fact that you did not tell me that there was quinoa.
It's half rice, half quinoa, because we didn't have enough rice to make a full pot.
Okay, well, I was surprised by that. Wish it had been rice.
I often feel that way when it's quinoa. About that.
The bok choy was good.
Yeah.
This is going to sound mean. Okay. I don't mean it mean. We're talking about food on a food podcast, and you just happen to make the food. And I think this is a territory I always shy away from on the pod, right?
Yes.
That's why we don't ever have food makers as guests to talk about the food that they made, right?
I was just talking to someone about that.
Oh. Do I, should I not be like this?
No. I was just talking to someone about how we don't have people, like, where we make something from someone's cookbook and then talk about right. it. I always tell them to listen to the podcast first, and then they're like, no, thank you.
Oh. I mean, I could behave. We could do not that.
It's fine. Tell me.
You just made the most no you won't look on your face. Like, knowing. I would.
I know you'd be nice.
I tighten up for our guests.
You do.
I tighten up quite a bit.
You do.
God, you are being so condescending.
I'm not.
Anyway, now I'm comfortable giving my feedback on that bok choy.
You didn't like it?
I liked it, but I thought that it was overcooked.
Overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder what the best way to make fresh, crispy bok choy is, because it's a watery vegetable that seems prone to overcooking. Like, overcooking seems to be the way to make it. How do you make a crispy bok choy?
I think maybe in the air fryer or maybe in the oven, because that's more of a dry, everything's evaporating situation. Like, my air fryer bok choy is not wet.
Everything's like, evaporating.
Go on.
That's all. That's
I like that. Yeah, I'll try the air fryer. I usually only do baby bok choy in the air fryer, but we have so much bok choy, I'll experiment.
All right.
All right.
I'm angry at you, so let's get...
Are you really?
Let's get through this.
Are you really?
No. How does that feel when your eyes say a different story?
I can't tell.
How does that feel? Yeah.
Are you angry?
What are you?
Should we talk more about the bulgogi? Yes, we have to rate it. Dave, on a scale of one to ten,
could I?
Condescending looks.
What? How about on a scale of 1 to 10 advance notices? What do you give the Trader Joe's beefless bulgogi bowl?
I give it an 8.
8 advance notices?
8 advance.
More than you'd give me. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Just to be clear.
Only because I feel like the microwave technique isn't the best way. It was good. It was really good. I stole it with my hands from my child's plate. Good. But
stop saying that.
But I think making it on the stovetop, it could have been a 10.
Okay.
What about you, Dave?
I give it 10 advance notices. A, because I respect it.
Are you proud of that?
But
one?
B.
You are so proud of yourself.
But B. Yeah. Because it earned it. It was fantastic. The texture was great. The softness, like the chewiness and the tenderness, was great. I thought it was perfect.
Really good.
Yeah.
Toothsome. It had, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yep. Well, thanks for listening.
Hey.
We skipped the other stuff.
What? Please. Dave.
I want to hear more about these heavenly hunks, actually. Are they hunks, like, that bake it? Or are the hunks the hunk of food?
Oh, yeah. I think they're hunks. Look at this guy.
Are they hunks? There's a picture of them?
Just the face.
Come here.
But
come
I
here,
think man. He's supposed to be the hunk.
Oh, my God. This guy can get it.
Yeah.
This guy was definitely a January 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him. No, he's not. There were no vegans at J6.
That one.
Do you think there were vegans at J6?
That one Q guy was vegan. He asked for vegan.
I thought
Nielsen.
It was cute.
Q. He asked for the one that was at that he
shaman,
asked for vegan.
Shaman.
Yes, yeah. He asked for vegan meals in jail.
Well, he might have.
His mom was mad about it that he didn't get his vegan meals in jail.
Oh, I was gonna say he might have turned around and been like, "I got to start a different path," and it starts with being mindful of what I eat.
Kind to animals.
Yeah. Now this guy is a hunk, legit hunk, but. It's not Heavenly Hunk. It's Heavenly Hunks.
Maybe the website has more hunkiness on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Okay. So I will...
I'm going to Google Heavenly Hunks. Let's see where that gets me.
I received these from my friend Becca for my birthday. And yeah, I thought I'll try these on the pod. But they are birthday cake bites. Which is why she and they're vegan, which is why she chose them. She gave me these and then she gave me 3 packs of Bevitas because we bonded about how we both always try to have Bevitas in our purse so that we won't be hungry ever.
I gotta learn more about these hunks.
Yeah.
I'm on their site.
Okay.
Our hunks.
Nope. This box contains 6 hunks.
Yeah, the hunks are not the guy.
The picture looks like a Rice Krispie treat.
To our free-from families who feel difficult for desiring simple, we see you. To the ingredient checkers and the claim seekers, we've got you. In our kitchen, we create with your family in mind. That's why we are light on ingredients and heavy on the hunk. To our on-the-go-getters, late-night snackers, non-dairy declarers, and gluten-free fanatics, we invite you to indulge without the sacrifice. Share in homemade moments with loved ones, but leave the baking to us. Baked with love and real, those are caps, ingredients from our family to yours. So the hunks truly are the hunks of food. They are not, I thought that this was like a bunch of firemen making snacks and selling them, like a bake sale at a fire department.
I thought,
sign me up for that.
I thought too that it was a bit of a play on words and that there were heavenly hunks making these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that one moving company that's like studs that move you or whatever, where
college hunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, watch the college hunks as they move you, you know, like that's kind of implied that you're paying for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit back and watch these hunks carry your stuff.
Hunk is one of those words that the more you say it, the less it feels like you're saying a real word.
Oh.
To me, yeah. Every time I say it, it loses some meaning and starts to just become a sound to me. I will say these hunks have got a lot of certifications. Non-GMO, dairy-free, certified vegan, glyphosate residue-free, and gluten-free certified. Huh. They do contain tree nuts. I think, I don't know what contains tree nuts in the ingredients. But anyway, let's open these bad boys up and
all right.
Get into these hunks. Do you want to share one? I think they're big if there's only 6 in the bag.
There's only 6 in the bag?
It says 6 hunks. Oh, they're not big. They're little. You want to share one, though? They look dense.
I have my own hunk. Thank you very much.
I can already tell I can't eat this whole thing. It looks so dense.
We each so get a they hunk look, to ourselves.
They look like little... pieces of dense birthday
it's
cake.
Like the fireman's auction. We each get a hunk to ourselves. They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh, they're bad. It sure is bad.
It's bad.
It's dry.
It's grainy.
It's grainy. The birthday cake stuff feels like Lucky Charms level fake.
Mm-hmm.
Really unsatisfying. One bite and I'm done.
Yeah.
The hunks have let me down. It's just like freshman year.
Oh.
You got a letter?
Hang on. I got to get the taste of this hunk out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Carolina writes, "Hi, Becky and Dave. As you probably know by now, I really enjoy listening to you both talk about food and snacking, although a lot of the time I can't get a hold of the food you review or visit the stores you talk about. Because of this, it made me so happy to hear you say that you might do an episode on Lidl, because we have this chain here in Sweden, too. I mostly don't go there because there has been a lot of controversy about how they try to dissuade union forming. Is that the right word? But if they try to have more vegetable-based proteins, I'll bet that they'll try to do better in other fronts as well. Looking forward to an interesting episode if you decide to do it. Love, Carolina.
Hey, yeah, we are going to do a little episode. It is kind of unfortunate that they are anti-labor.
Yeah.
That they seem to be anti-labor from what you're saying.
Yeah, so I responded that I didn't know about the union busting. That was news to me. And she said it could be only in Europe. So we might look it up and see.
Well, so I will say that somebody that I follow on Twitter, who's vegan in the UK, they posted a haul from Lidl that made me go to our Lidl. Like that enough was what made me go. And I found 0% of that stuff there.
Huh.
So the European Lidl, way different options, way better options from my pass through. But there's still stuff to mine. I think we should still go through it. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. But yeah, we should definitely do an episode.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Carolina, will you listen if we do an episode? Please write back. And how would they write back, Becky?
Write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. If you are enjoying the show, I hope you will rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really does help us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We will. You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Fortnite. And Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Kennington Inc. And our music is by Delicate Beats. So long.
Farewell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.